isn't it? 80295 is the text number. So, probably one of the worst kept secrets in politics, that politicians receive media training to help them avoid tricky questions, to look natural in front of the camera. But SNP MP Mary Black has let slip in a debate that she had attended a Westminster media training course, where she says we were taught to look at the camera, where to put our hands and so on. She said one of the guys taking the course said, if you as politicians ever find yourselves in a difficult situation where you realise that you are in the wrong and you need to get through an interview, just start talking about what you want to talk about. Oh, we always knew it was us, didn't they? Interesting, that whole media training thing. Let's lift the lid on that a little bit further with the Director of Caledonia Public Affairs, Devon Scobie. Good morning to you, Devon.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. So that's the standard advice to politicians, isn't it? If you know that you're losing it here, just ignore the question and talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, it's certainly interesting advice. We always teach our pupils the ABC mnemonic, so answer the question, bridge across to the key point that you want to communicate, ABC, and by and large that tends to work. And also sort of keep it
bridge
precise.
Bridge across. So the bridge across is basically get off that tough question as soon as you can and tell them what you want to tell them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the key challenge we have with politicians, of course, is just keeping it concise, because I've yet to meet a politician who doesn't like the sound of their own voice, and they will tend to use a long answer where a short one would be perfectly ample.
But the thing is, if it is becoming a bit transparent, and I mean, it now is, isn't it? Because, you know, it's a matter of kind of public conversation. Oh, they never answer the question, these politicians. They always just, you know, talk about what they want to talk about. Then maybe it's self-defeating now.
Well, we would always encourage honesty, whether you're a politician or a director of a charity or so forth. But, I mean, sometimes it's not always possible or indeed appropriate to use an absolutely direct yes or no answer. So sometimes there has to be a middle road in there. But the general public do enjoy listening and hearing politicians who come across as honest, and it is possible. I mean, Mary, I've never actually met her, but I think she's a good example of a very talented young politician who comes across very sensibly. She sounds quite plausible. You know, she's certainly very, very keen and very sort of committed. And passion is a word that we don't hear terribly often in politics. But if you're passionate about your key points, then you will come across as somebody that the public can really empathise with.
When you are watching politicians on television with your own inside knowledge, and I believe you were you a parliamentary candidate at one point?
I was indeed. I was briefly the youngest Liberal Democrat councillor in Scotland 20-odd years ago, and I was a parliamentary candidate as well. So, I mean, media training for politicians is nothing new, because I have both delivered training and been on the receiving end of it kind of way back to the 1990s.
Yeah, well, so you're in a very interesting position there. So when you're watching the current crop of politicians, you must surely be sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, I see what you're doing there. Oh, interesting. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get as frustrated as well when politicians don't use a straight answer to a straight question. I mean, there is the classic Jeremy Paxman interview with Michael Howard when I think he was Home Secretary, when he took about 12 or 13 attempts to basically deny a very simple yes-no question. And Paxman, of course, went for the jugular in that situation. But, I mean, some politicians are naturally more of the people and will come across as more plausible than others.
So what are the sort of key, I shouldn't call them tricks, techniques that you observe of politicians using that you think, oh, that's media trained?
Well, Ed Miliband was a very good example, in my humble opinion, of a politician who was overtrained. I think naturally a very bright, a very sensible, a very intelligent politician. But he tried a little bit too hard to get those key messages. And I know he did surround himself with a coterie of very, very well-educated, very well-trained advisors. So I think he over-egged the pudding a little bit. He used too many of the key messages that we would always encourage.
When he would look into camera and sort of speak directly to people.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite movies is Eddie Murphy and The Distinguished Gentleman, and I would encourage anyone who wants to see a parody of how a politician should perform to watch that. You know, he turns around and he stares into the camera and points a finger and says, yeah, Jeff Johnson, the name you know. Well, you know, Ed Miliband in the real world was a bit like that as well, and the public just, they didn't get it, they didn't support him, they didn't vote for his party last year.
What would you have done with him then?
Well, I would have told him not to look directly into the camera as much as he did. I would have told him to actually pause a little bit more before he answered the question. I would probably have given him a little bit more sort of voice coaching, because every single answer that Ed Miliband came across with was very, well, that's a good question. It was very plodding and it was very sort of mechanical. I just didn't really get a sense that there was a real human being behind his answers a lot of the time.
But then are some, I don't mean there are some people beyond media trainable, but do some people have a natural kind of talent for communicating with people, and if you try and sort of force it too much, it's always going to seem forced. As you say, he's clearly a very bright guy, but maybe, you know, connecting with folk just isn't his thing, and to try and train him to do it, or anyone else, is going to come across as laboured. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, kind of up to a point, but you know, with all due respect to him, I mean, you know, he was pushing for the top job. He was leader of the Labour Party. He wanted to be Prime Minister of our country roughly this time last year. So I'm sorry, it kind of goes to the territory that you really need to tick all the boxes, certainly in terms of media presentation. I mean, we probably train a few hundred people every year, and I reckon about 5% are superstars. They don't need us. And this probably applies to politicians as well. 5% probably shouldn't really be allowed anywhere near a microphone or a camera. But the 90%, which is just about everybody else in the middle, are perfectly trainable.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I think that's important for people to remember, politicians are perhaps an unusual group, because most interviews that they do there will be a slight edge to it, because they will be presenting a certain point of view or responding to a point of view, whether it's, you know, EU or independence or Scotland or whatever it happens to be. Most people in a corporate sense who are in a media situation, they will not really be getting a tough time. It'll be the interview will be there to communicate information and to get their points across.
Mm-hmm. The one that annoys me the most is the faux outrage. I can't believe you're asking me that question. What a silly question. And you know, that's a good question. Always works, that one. And Devon, thank you. I'm afraid we have to find out what's happening in the travel. But Devon, thanks. Really interesting stuff. Devon Scobie, Director of Caledonia Public Affairs. Victoria's on the travel.